Here's something you'd never hear a man say.
I don't have human children.
Now, here's something a man would say.
She's a whore! Sure.
It's Conway and Whitman, 97.1, the FM Talk Station.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. We continue here. Brian Whitman was mentioned on Frosty, Heidi, and Frank's show this afternoon. And some in the audience believe that Brian and Frosty have something going on. Others believe that the music is going on too long here. And there it goes. All right, we are going to continue here with the audio of what happened today on the Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show. They played the audio of what we had on last night, talking about
right.
Brian's affection for Mr. Stillwell.
I can't just sit here and deny it every time it's brought up. So, I mean, I've already denied it. So, if you just want to keep saying it, say it.
All right.
Oh,
please tell me that's
it. That's the end of
Frosty. Conway and Whitman nights here on 97.1. I'm flattered by all the attention. Please.
But I'm with
please
Conway.
Please stop talking about me.
It's fun to speculate and to suppose of what we would get you as a couple.
Tim is warped. You have to remember that. He's not a normal human being. And his thoughts are so outside of the mainstream, they're just wacky. But I guess they are questions that need to be asked. But in that scenario,
what would you want? And what would you need?
I mean,
you both make good money.
I don't need anything, Tim. I have a house that I live in.
What is your type of furniture in your house? Would you use yours or his?
This is not happening. I have a leather couch that I enjoy.
Probably use that.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what kind of couch he has.
Maybe your refrigerator?
Right, yeah. We'll use Frosty's fridge. He probably has a nice fridge. We'll use that.
You may want to bring both.
Well, he can come over and size up my stuff and, you know, see what he likes. And
you might be a two-fridge family.
Oh, we'll definitely be a...
His and his we'll be fridges.
We'll be a packed fridge family. There would definitely be no shortage.
Would it be always Costco for the two of you?
Not for me.
Food shopping?
I don't always go to Costco, no.
All right, here we go. We continue with Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
I buy large quantities at other places.
Okay. Here we go. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank talking about Brian Whitman and his potential relationship with Frosty.
I have to admit, I was suckered in for a second picturing us in Bed Bath & Beyond as a couple. And I thought,
see
wait,
that?
What in the world? Excuse me, I'm eating.
Yeah, why are you eating? Jesus Christ, man.
I thought we were playing a clip. Excuse me.
Look at this guy.
Wildly inappropriate.
God almighty.
Wildly unprofessional.
That's okay.
I thought you were going to play like a 30-second
clip.
Well,
yeah, we got to start and stop, especially when a revelation that Frosty's now into it.
How the hell did I know he was going to say that?
Wedding bells.
Choked on this pizza, for Christ's sake. Holy
but in that scenario, I have to admit, I was suckered in for a second picturing us in Bed Bath & Beyond as a couple.
Wow. Look at that.
That is so frightening to me.
Bed Bath & Beyond, Frosty and Whitman walking around.
That is really, really frightening.
And I thought, wait, I would probably be the man. Wouldn't he be the woman in the relationship? He seems like he's more emotional than me.
Oh, God.
Now, I'm emotional, but
that might be a tight race.
I'm not saying I'm not emotional, but he's even more.
Who would be the top?
Remember the Siamese twins that were just connected by a flap of skin?
Yeah.
And they never had that cut off because they thought they didn't know if there was something vital in there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
This just being a big old skin tag that connect them, but. You guys are like that. You're exactly the same, just connected by a skin tag.
I think you would take turns being the guy and the girl.
This is utterly absurd.
Wow.
This is absurd.
I actually believe Heidi's right here.
I think you would take turns being the guy and the girl.
Okay.
I think you would.
Well,
you wouldn't want to always be the girl.
Tim, I date women. And
well, that's going to stop. Frosty wouldn't have any of that.
I'm in love with men.
You better say so long to all the women you know.
Right, to all the girls I've loved before.
I bet he would not even entertain the thought of you doing
right,
that anymore.
He'd be outraged. You hear him. He'd be outraged. In his apron, I'd come in, and he'd be in the kitchen in his apron, like, cooking something, because he works middays and I work nights, and he'd say, where are you going this weekend? I'd say, oh, quiet, you bitch.
Right, and you'd get all naked and rub up against
get
him.
Get out of here. Stop it. Let's talk about something else.
Different time. I think
you're
women,
more like a lesbian couple because you're both emotional and you'd have to deal with a lot more issues than if you were just two gay dudes.
And okay, I think maybe, Whitman would do the decorating because I don't think you care.
I'm terrible.
You're like
decorating.
A man.
I'm
that,
sure he's better at it than I. Here's the thing.
Whitman's house is peach, by the way.
And you've seen it?
The outside
you've
of it?
I heard Whitman's them talk house? About that on Conway Whitman. Oh. They were talking about the color of his house, and it's peach.
This is how rumors... Oh, this is how
is
rumors,
that true?
That is untrue.
What it, color is it, pink?
It is not entirely peach colored. I did not paint it. I bought it from a heterosexual man with children who had painted it the color it is. This is how rumors get started now with the peach house. Now,
it is a peach house, though.
No, I mean, it has trim. It has other colors, trim... Like green-colored trim.
Randy's been to the house. What color is this house? Let's talk to Randy here. Randy Wang from the Corolla Show.
Jesus.
What color is this house, young man? Did you see it?
As I've said on the air many times, it is peach, nothing but peach.
The whole house?
Is there green trim?
No.
Oh, there's not green trim?
No.
On the house I go into, walk into every day?
What color
day,
are the walls?
I've never noticed green trim. On the outside.
On the outside, it's peach.
Oh, I bet you know.
There's
now,
green
are you
trim.
Married, are you married to Peach? Like, if you moved into if you moved into Frosty's house, would you want him to paint it peach?
He could do whatever he
doesn't
wants.
Doesn't that really hang a light on your relationship?
I don't care. The house is not peach. I didn't buy it because it's peach. I bought it from a heterosexual dude who got divorced, who has a daughter, who got remarried to his ex-wife. And a straight dude painted it this color. God damn it.
I'd like to see the two of you in a Miata driving up PCH.
We would not fit.
Well, maybe two Miatas. You know, welded together.
Oh, my. Well, maybe he is a woman then.
Maybe is that when we moved in, he hasn't repaint it.
Oh. He painted it.
Correct.
Oh.
By choice. He chose peach.
Maybe it was on sale. It's the only paint the night show could afford. You know, that dollar gallon that someone had mixed and then didn't pick
up. Yeah, the wrong color section at Home Depot.
Look, honey, it's just a dollar. Okay, we'll be peach.
That's very funny. The section of wrong colors. That's how you did it?
No, I didn't paint it. They were right.
All
the person before me painted it.
This is not what I wanted, Ben.
But it's only a dollar.
It looked different on the
gallon.
Swatch bin.
Yeah, so what if the lid is rusted? It's only a dollar. Here's the thing. I know I'm not going to regurgitate the previous discussions, but just you know what the caller is talking about. What, months ago? Yeah, this is before the holidays. Months ago, Brian Whitman sent me an email. Very nice, short email. Very friendly. Asking me to go to a screening of some sort of Jimmy Carter documentary.
He asked you out on a mandate.
And I very politely and to the point, thanked him, but said, no, I'm really not that into Jimmy Carter documentaries. Thanks.
Even though you
and
are.
No, I'm not.
Oh.
I'm not.
Well, he said on the air he was. That's why I sent the email in the first goddamn place.
Maybe he's playing hard to get. Do you enjoy that?
Oh, yeah. I love the pursuit. Yes.
I'm not talking about it in just men. I mean, in like women. I mean,
no, with Frosty. Yeah, I love this. Yeah, chasing Frosty.
No. But do you like when a girl says no to you initially?
No, I like when she's aggressive and says yes.
Oh, she does. Well,
that doesn't happen a lot.
Frosty, I hope you're listening to this. This may not work ultimately.
Just because I might have mentioned that I happen to like Jimmy Carter as an ex-president, and I happen to represent the state of Indiana in the inaugural parade and waved at him. That's how old I am.
You do love him, though.
I was in the marching band for sax in the end. And anyway,
you do mention
I mentioned
him
that. Doesn't mean I think of Jimmy Carter all the time. He's just one very small thread in my Afghan life.
Your Afghan life. By the way, real men don't use the term Afghan life.
He's not selling himself as a real man. He's trying to get you to move in with him.
What I'm saying is this. I don't think about Jimmy Carter constantly either. I mean, he paints me as some Jimmy Carter-obsessed lunatic who's got, like, newspaper clippings and campaign literature.
Do you have newspaper
Scotch
clippings?
Scotch taped to the walls of my house.
Do you have Jimmy Carter news clippings?
No!
Do you have Jimmy Carter pictures?
I have campaign memorabilia.
Do you have autographed pictures of Jimmy Carter in your house?
I have one, but it's not in my house. I have a collection of political memorabilia, and the Jimmy Carter section is just one section of it.
All right, well, maybe that'll be your part of the house. You know, in Frosty's house, you'll have music instruments.
Oh,
so
God,
like
I could never.
About Jimmy Carter. So I thought, what a boring night that would be. I mean, it's Jimmy Carter documentary and there's Brian Whitman.
But
it's
then
like,
you go
oh,
to dinner afterwards and you talk about the documentary. And...
Brian is too on to have a good time with, I think. I mean, wouldn't it get old after a while? It just seems like you would be exhausted after an hour of hanging out with him.
It's kind of like you on camera all the time.
Probably
oh,
like
God,
that.
Yeah. Ugh.
I enjoy him on the air. He's hilarious. But I don't want to hang out with him. Uh-huh. I'm sure most people don't want to hang out with me. So
yeah.
Anyway, so I said, thanks, but no thanks. Then he took that wrong, and everyone starts playing it up like there was some sort of war. Now it's blossomed into this. But let's just get down to it. The reason I really, really don't think that Brian Whitman and I are compatible as pals.
Lovers?
As friends of any kind, Frank, in the real world, is we're probably too damn similar.
Well, yeah, but that's what you want.
Not just physically, because there's that.
Yeah.
Not just emotionally, because there's that, though I think he beats me by at least 10%.
You guys could share clothes.
There's that.
See that you save money there because you only need to buy the one.
That's a good point.
He's
you guys,
way bigger.
Your wardrobe would double overnight.
Right, yeah.
Maybe triple.
Have you seen that wardrobe?
No, wait, Jerry, please. Don't get me crazy.
Shirt.
I already have a me. I already have a mirror to see that. I already have ears to hear that. I already have me.
But
I don't want
you,
another me to hang out
maybe
with.
Maybe you're the good version of him and he's the good version of you.
You know, it's a cliche, but it's true. I mean, opposites do attract. I think
is
similar
he a
is
nut?
In this case.
Is he an opposites do attract? What are they talking about? This is not
happening. He says you're too similar. Opposites attract.
Is he really pondering a relationship?
I think you both are in a certain level. I don't think you're as far along as Frosty is, but I think
don't go any farther.
I think
along.
You drive home and you think to yourself, could I be? Oh, no, I couldn't. Could I? No, I couldn't. And then those thoughts get longer and longer. Yeah. Hey, I was wondering maybe if Frosty and I moved. No, I can't do that. If we had one income. Man, would that be... No, I can't do it. And those thoughts get longer and longer and longer until they fill up your 24-hour day.
Right, Tim.
And then you move in with the guy.
Right, exactly. That's how it happens.
That's how it happens!
You're nuts.
I can barely take myself.
If I was gay, I'd totally do me.
Right.
Well, that's you. I don't think like that.
You're your type of guy, right?
That means I like myself. Maybe a little bit unhealthy. That much.
Right? I don't think I'd do myself if I was gay.
No, I would not. I wouldn't do me if I were gay.
I want a guy hanging out the track. I'd be like, where are you going? Why are you wasting all your money? Stay home with me.
If I were, I can say this. If I were gay, I wouldn't be interested in me.
I wouldn't be interested in you. If you were gay.
Thank you.
I'm not. I would not.
No,
not
if,
at all.
If you were gay.
If we were both gay, I wouldn't date you.
Likewise.
Thank you.
I could say I could actually bone myself if I found myself in the world somewhere.
You're somewhat egotistical then, aren't you?
I'd bang myself if I were brunette. Like if a brown-haired version of me. I'm a cool chick. Yeah. Right. I mean, I'm a
if I was gay,
girlfriend.
I'd date myself.
Yeah.
Well, that's very egotistical, and I'm not the egotistical.
No, you just you hate yourself so much that you don't even want to hang out with yourself.
You're rewording that.
I bone myself. You won't even hang out with yourself.
Picture you looking at yourself naked in a mirror, and picture me looking at myself naked in a mirror. Would you want to do this if you were gay? No. So if I were gay, and I'm not, but if I were, I wouldn't want some big, fat, pasty, white, blobby, shiny guy like that, because I'm that. Are you kidding me?
Excuse me, there were a few very...
I don't think that was directed towards you.
I think it was, and there were several very
colorful...
Colorful adjectives.
Listen.
Hang out with yourself.
Okay, picture you looking at yourself naked in a mirror, and picture me looking at myself naked in a mirror. Would you want to do this if you were gay? No. So if I were gay, and I'm not, but if I were, I wouldn't want some big, fat, pasty, white, blobby, shiny guy like that. Because
he's talking about himself.
I'm that. It's like, are you kidding me?
Oh, no.
He's
talking about you.
He's talking about me.
Uh-oh. Now we've gone to the next level.
Call me those words.
We've now described Brian Whitman as if he were a gay guy looking at you.
So if I were gay, and I'm not, but if I were, I wouldn't want some big, fat, pasty, white, blobby, shiny guy like that. Because I'm that.
Big, fat,
all right, let's slow this down. Let's see how he describes you.
If I were gay, and I'm not, but if I were, I wouldn't want some big, fat, pasty.
Big, fat, pasty. Big, fat, pasty.
White blobby.
White blobby.
Shiny guy like.
Shiny guy. 6
adjectives.
Adjectives to in describing you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man.
Real nice. While I'm home sleeping. I'm getting this
but
on the
radio.
See,
this is why you can't be a couple. If you're going to be a couple, he can't talk about you like that in public.
Of course
That's
not.
That's outrageous.
It's outrageous to do to a coworker.
No, it's outrageous to talk to about your husband that way. What, wouldn't you leave a guy if he talked about you like that?
Get out of here.
Wouldn't you? If you were in a gay relationship and the guy...
I'm not!
I'm asking you if you were! If you were in a gay relationship and a guy went on the air and described you this way...
But if I were, I wouldn't want some big, fat, pasty, white, blobby, shiny guy like that.
Yes, I'd pack up the dogs and all the others.
Yeah, you'd say, what the F are you talking about?
And he'd come home to an empty house. Frosty would come home to an empty house, an empty peach house.
And he deserves an empty house when he describes you like that.
With green trim that the previous heterosexual owner painted, Mr. Kramer.
Fat, pasty, white, blobby, shiny guy like that. Fat, pasty, white, blobby, shiny. Fat, pasty, white, blobby, shiny. Fat, pasty, white, blobby, shiny. Fat, pasty,
Jerry,
white, blobby, shiny. Fat, pasty,
there's something
white,
wrong
blobby,
with the tape.
Fat, pasty, white, blobby,
get the
shiny.
Engineer.
Fat, pasty, white, blobby, shiny. Fat, pasty, white, blobby, shiny. Fat, pasty, white, blobby, shiny. Fat, pasty, white, blobby, shiny.
Just
kick it.
Fat, pasty, white, blobby, shiny. Fat, pasty, white, blobby, shiny.
Just turn it off, Tim.
I can't.
Fat, pasty, white, blobby, shiny. Fat, pasty,
white, blobby,
shiny. Call the engineer right now.
I call the engineer.
Fat, pasty, white, blobby, shiny. Fat, pasty, white, blobby, shiny. Fat, pasty, white,
turn the whole thing off.
I'm trying to.
Blobby, shiny. Fat, pasty, white, blobby. Fat, pasty, white, blobby, shiny. Fat, pasty, white, blobby, shiny. Fat, pasty, white, blobby, shiny.
I'm trying to.
Fat, pasty, white, blobby, shiny. Fat, pasty, white blobby shiny.
God
fat pasty white.
Damn,
Jerry, it's going to take an hour to come down here.
Shiny guy, fat pasty white blobby shiny. Fat
Jerry,
pasty white
just
blobby
shut
shiny.
The audio
fat
of
pasty
that
white blobby shiny guy.
Just shut the audio of that one
shiny.
Off. Then
I can't. The button's stuck.
I know, but
turn it all down.
Shiny.
Shut it down.
No. But reboot the computer.
I can't do that. Reset the system.
Fat pasty white blobby shiny. Fat pasty white blobby shiny. Fat pasty white
blobby
shiny.
Shut it all off.
Fat pasty white
blobby shiny. Shut the station off. Turn the transmitter off.
Turn that switch off, Jerry.
Turn it goddamn off.
Fat pasty white
blobby
shiny.
Turn that
it's
switch
stuck.
Off.
I can't move it.
I don't give a white, crap. Right, right, says, do white, something.
Turn it goddamn off.
I can't
sit here and listen to this.
Fat pasty white blobby shiny. 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 Fat pasty white.
All right, it's Conway and Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM.
Fat pasty white blobby shiny. 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 Fat pasty white blobby.
All right, now you're in for it. We're going back to Conway and Whitman.
No! No!
On 97.1 KLSX, the FM talk station.
AA. MCO. AMCO. Transmissions. Plus a whole lot more.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
There he goes, man.
All right. We finally fixed the computer here, rebooted the whole system. More of Frank, Frosty, Heidi, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show every day from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Talking about Brian Whitman. Here we go.
Because I'm that. It's like, are you kidding me?
But that guy needs love.
Wait a minute. We left with this here.
Some big, fat, pasty, white, blobby, shiny guy like that. Because I'm that. It's like, are you kidding me?
But that guy needs love, too, and obviously you're desperate
and
needy.
I don't even look like that myself.
And, Frosty, you wouldn't have to be insecure about getting naked in front of him because it's not he has a similar build, so he would understand. Now, if you're getting naked with a skinny, in-shape guy, he'd be like, ooh, don't look, but he would... Looks like
that's a great, great point that Heidi brings up.
This is a ridiculous point, and
you know
what
it
sounds
like? You could walk
around
that house naked and feel great about yourself, and so could Frosty.
Do you know,
win-win.
Do you know what you...
Win-win.
You, Heidi, Frank, and Frosty sound like? You sound like the chatter that's overheard at a mental hospital. In the psychiatric ward,
where we come to visit you?
If you walk down the hallway, some of the doors are open and you hear the inmates and the patients, I should say, chattering to each other about this crazy stuff. That's what all
yeah,
of you...
Yeah, and then we all go home we turn back and you're sitting there with a white robe on.
You all sound like that. You should have the robes on.
$4,000, you probably...
So it's comfortable because you don't have to worry. Don't look at my
No, when
belly.
I see two gay guys that are both similar in looks and they are fat and white and pasty... they're settling at that point, I think. So they need love. They need that connection with somebody, and this is the only person they could get with. And
they're
somebody
settling.
Somebody similar to them in that sense that you know what that person needs because you need the same thing. So really, you'd be a perfect couple.
Frank, you're actually on my side. And
you're settling for perfection.
Take the gay thing out of it because that's not what this is about. We're talking about being friends hanging out, and I refuse to – I mean, I may be desperate for friends. Okay, I am desperate for friends. But I'm not going to settle for a friend like Brian Whitman.
What in the
world? What the hell?
And what is so mother effing wrong with me, fatso? What makes me so goddamn undesirable? I make a good living. I have a nice personality.
Yeah, I would like to the answer to that question, Frosty.
Decent sense
of
humor.
What makes this man so undesirable? And please.
What an arrow.
Take 10 minutes if you like.
What a dart to throw through my heart. Like you're the ultimate friend. Like you have a line through Burbank all the way down into Glendale. People lined up to be your goddamn friend. You're the loneliest man on the radio.
I would like, Frosty, a 10-minute explanation from you, young man, as to what makes Brian Whitman the most undesirable man on the planet. How dare you? And I'd like that by Monday at 8 p.m.
Friends hanging out, and I refuse to... I mean, I may be desperate for friends. Okay, I am desperate for friends. But I'm not going to settle for a friend like Brian Whitman.
I'm not going to settle for a friend like Brian Whitman. Let's give Frosty two blue books to fill up. And that is the title of this thesis.
Yeah.
On the front of blue book number one, this will be the title. Blue book number one.
But I'm not going to settle for a friend like Brian Whitman.
And on number two. We'd like them both filled by Monday at 8. It's your assignment for the weekend.
Unbelievable. I've never been so offended. Even Tom Likas has not offended me like this.
I can hold out and do much better if I just wait.
No, you can't, pal. That's right, Frank. He's been waiting forever. He's been waiting for goddamn ever. Well, you just keep on waiting and waiting and waiting, and then you'll be in goddamn Forest Lawn, and you'll still be waiting, fatso.
I can hold out and do much better if I just wait.
You've been waiting a long time.
Come on.
Yeah, how much longer are you going to wait?
That's settling. That's really going, I give up.
Guy.
I throw in the white flag. Okay, I'll be Brian Whitman's friend.
Whitman's the guy, I think.
And he's not even talking about moving in and being lovers. He's just talking about being a friend.
Go to a movie!
Terry on the 91. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, guys. How are you?
All right. What do you got?
Yeah, I'm just driving home, and I have to say, I heard Frosty, Hattie, and Frank start talking about this because I listen on my way into work, and then I listen to you guys on my way home. So this is actually the first time I've been able to get through. So.
Oh, good.
Good about that. But,
thank you for calling. Thank you for the call.
Well, you're welcome. And I think that, Whitman, I think that you sound like a great guy, and I'll be more than happy to be your friend.
Wow.
Now, friend, or are you looking for a lover, or what are you looking for, Terry?
Well, we can start friends and see where it goes from there.
All right. How tall are you?
Yeah, baby. What do you look like?
I'm 5'9".
Are you African-American? Are you a black woman?
No, I'm not.
You're white?
Yeah.
Okay.
And how much you weigh?
I'm fluffy. We'll just put it at that.
You're fluffy?
I'm fluffy, yeah.
How much do you weigh?
Enough.
Let's just give us a ballpark. Ballpark yourself.
Oh, about 200.
Perfect. Hold on one second, baby.
Okay.
Oh.
Tim? Frost.
That's a huge bitch!
Hey, Jerry, get suicide hotline.
Frosty's the one
on the phone.
Who needs to troll the phones to find friends. I have friends.
Maybe she could be the third person in your relationship.
Right. Frosty.
That's the new Frosty, Heidi. It would be Frosty, Brian, and Terry. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. It's Conway and Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM. 200.